This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Meet the Mets.
The Hall of Fame is honoring the 1969 Mets. Your brother asked your mother to ask you to take him.
Which one of you do I say no to?
Behind the bag!
Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710. Hello, Mets fans. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. You know what? It's not Sunday night. We'll explain that in a minute. I'm here with Frank Finizia. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. I just got very confused for a second.
We are on every Sunday evening except tomorrow night on WOR at 8 o'clock because tomorrow evening, as you Mets fans know, the Mets are on. And maybe they'll have another game like today, or maybe not. Maybe they'll have another game like Friday night. You know, I was at the game Friday night, and it was very interesting. You know, there's something that Yankee Stadium has that Citi Field doesn't have. Somebody brought that to my attention today. You know what that is, Frank?
No, what is that?
You can park on the streets if you get there early. It doesn't cost you anything for parking. And let me tell you, with $14 beers, 20-ounce beers, every nickel counts over there. But we went up to the Yankee Stadium Steakhouse. Great place. Highly recommended. And we had a real good time over there. So the Mets really kicked butt today. The Yanks kicked butt yesterday. I think almost every first pitch, I think 23 out of 29 first pitches was strikes yesterday up until about the eighth inning. And what was amazing is, you know, they built this thing up about A-Rod today. Oh, A-Rod. Why isn't anyone talking about him? Yeah, two run home runs last night. One home run today. Of course, it didn't amount to much. What could I tell you? But for everybody who goes to Citi Field, you're probably in your cars right now. Maybe you got home. Maybe with a lot of traffic, you didn't get home. You tired of the tolls? Did you come over the George Washington Bridge and pay another $15? Or the Triborough, oops, RFK, and pay another $8? It's getting ridiculous, folks. It's getting totally ridiculous. Now, the Tappan Zee Bridge, the state lawmakers didn't vote on a bill. They didn't pass a bill which would penalize toll scofflaws. There's $150 million owed to New York in scofflaw fees, tolls that have not been paid. They were going to pass a law that would automatically suspend your registration if you didn't pay five tolls in 18 months. That's fair, you know. But what bothers me is the all-electronic tolls. Oh, they're going to have that at Citi Field soon, right? Right, Frank?
coming to a stadium and coming to a borough near you.
They don't understand. You know, people don't understand. There's a lot of people who can't afford the price of a baseball ticket, who can't afford $15 and $8, and they don't have credit cards, or the credit cards are maxed out. So they don't. That's why they don't have Easy Pass. By making tolls all electronic, you're really hurting the people who need to get to work the most. At least that's my opinion. You know, what else? I wanted to say something about the game last night, about the game today. I guess all I can say is congratulations. 12 out of 13 wins. I mean, Mets fans are already talking about the playoffs. Can you imagine that? We're still in April, and we're talking about the playoffs for the Mets. The Yankees have been, I know when I go to a game, and I'm like, D.D. what? Who is this guy? And by the way, D-I-D-I, isn't that D-D? Isn't D-D D-E-E D-E-E? D-I-D-I, D-D. But we call him D-D. Okay. I have a friend named D-D. D-E-E D-E-E. Oh. So I don't know what a D-D is, but everyone calls him D-D. Okay. So anyway, getting back to tolls, you know, people ignore the bills when they get them in the mail. And the Tappan Zee Bridge right now, you know, they're building a new Tappan Zee Bridge because the old one's falling apart. At least that's what they tell us. $135 million a year. 20% of the tolls are paid by other means than Easy Pass. So that's cash. $135 million a year. It's very possible that it's going to have the same effect at the Tappan Zee Bridge as it has at the Henry Hudson Bridge. I mean, I won't tell you folks, when I was a teenager, we used to run that bridge, run the toll when it was a dime. You know, I would never say that on the air or admit to anything like that. And now it's, how much is that toll? I don't even know, $1.50 or something? Go over the Henry Hudson Bridge. So the Henry Hudson Bridge, so far, has accumulated $4.5 million in unpaid tolls. And another, oh, wait a second, I thought this was $4.4 million. Another $44 million in late fees. Can you imagine that? You go through a toll, that's a buck and a half, and it ends up $15. Every day, 63,500 cars, okay, go over the Henry Hudson Bridge. Every day, 134,000 cars go over the Tappan Zee Bridge. The Taxi Dave Show gives you information you don't get anywhere else. Sometimes we give you recalls. People every week, you know, send emails and call. Oh, gosh, you know, I didn't know my car was recalled. I called the dealer. You were right. You know, I didn't get a notice on it. So, you know, this is a place where we give you information, folks. I just want you to know. And also, if you send us an email, we'll read your email on the air. Our email address is taxihail, T-A-X-I, hail, H-A-I-L, at AOL.com. Send it to us. And today, I don't care if it's Mets or transportation, but we're going to talk about a lot of things regarding transportation. Bikes and texting, bikes and calories and thefts, subway growth, New Jersey transit fares are going to go up, uniforms, the fare in, the tax. And if we have time, a serious problem down in Tampa, Florida, that was brought to my attention by a Taxi Dave listener. We've got emails and calls from California, Florida, North Carolina, all over the place. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. But the first thing we're going to do today, I bet you most of you, if not all of you, did not know what Wednesday is. Hey, Frank, do you know what Wednesday is?
No, what is Wednesday?
It's the day after Tuesday.
The and the day before Thursday, other than that.
International Noise Awareness Day. I didn't know there was a Noise Awareness Day. When your team hits a home run at Citi Field, I know you know the noise and the decibels, I can only imagine. But we have a special guest who's joined us just now, Janine Botta, who not only is a co-founder of Silence the Horns, but she really wants to publicize International Noise Awareness Day. So we figured we'd have her on. Janine, thanks for coming into the Taxi Dave radio show.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
All right. What does one do on International Noise Awareness Day? Do we not talk? I mean, what do we do?
No. Well, traditionally, one of the ways that people observe the day throughout the world is to observe 60 seconds of silence from 2:15 to 2:16 p.m., regardless of your time zone. Just take 1 minute of silence, but you can do a lot more. People have scheduled all kinds of ways of observing a day. What I'm going to do is I took the day off from work, and I'm going to be writing some letters to my local elected officials and introducing myself to them and talking about one of the noise issues in my neighborhood. But you can observe it in any number of ways. It might just be a time to think about the idea that You don't have to just accept whatever noise is in your neighborhood or in your life. There actually are things that you can do. And one of the things is getting to know Local Law 113, which is our city's noise code, and it was revised in 2004.
Was that under Mayor Giuliani? Because I know Mayor Giuliani had his quality of life program, and under his program, I heard number one complaints at that time were actually noise.
I believe that they're still the number one complaint, according to the 311 line. But the noise code.
311. Yeah, I never heard of it. It is 311. I thought it was 311. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's 31. No, it's 311. But the noise code, I believe, was revised under Bloomberg.
How so? Make more money for the city?
No. Well, unfortunately, not. But he was the one who revised the code in 2004, and unfortunately, the noise code isn't enforced as much as it could be. I think that a lot of it depends on how much the constituents are willing to complain to their city council members and assembly members. In the neighborhoods where I've lived, it hasn't really been a popular issue, but I looked into it and I saw that in 2010, Jessica Lappin, who was the city council member on the Upper East Side, had a three-hour horn-honking sting. So I think that's really the only council member that I know of that really addressed it. There may have been more.
Janine, you know your stuff. Tell our listeners, one of those surveys, what's the largest number of horn honks someone has heard in an hour at an intersection, for example?
Well, I don't have a scientific answer.
Close.
I could say more in a minute, at least in East Flatbush.
Okay.
Flatbush. I would say 80 in front of my building. I heard 80 at one point. It was
80 horn honks in 1 minute?
Yes, that's when I stopped counting and ran downstairs. Yeah, well, 80 is...
I would put in my earplugs after about 8.
Yeah, well, they cut through the earplugs. I wouldn't say 80 is normal for here, but I would say roughly around 12. But it has gone up as high as 80.
And we do know that noise causes stress, right?
Yes, noise absolutely causes stress, and it also interrupts sleep and just regular daily activities.
Okay, so between 2:15 and 2:16, this Wednesday, April 29th, the code of silence. Put the cone of silence down and have a code of silence for 1 minute. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, but if you have any questions, you can contact me at info@silencethehorns.org. And if you also want to look into noise, you could look at grownyc.org/noise. And you could also look at, I'm sorry, this is a long one. But
well, let's forget the long one. Let's stick with info@silencethehorns.org. That sounds good to me.
All right, great.
So thanks for enlightening us on Local Law 113. And thank you so much for bringing awareness to International Noise Awareness Day. You've done a lot just tonight on the Taxi Day Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Okay, Janine Bada. Thank you so much. We have an email from North Carolina. You should rant about cruise controls and hydroplaning, which have caused so many deaths, even on our four-lane highways. Anyway, I heard an announcer say that daydreaming was the number one cause of fatalities on highways, but hydroplaning is very dangerous. So thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mary. Appreciate your email. What Mary is saying is we all know, and if we don't, she's reminding you, if it's raining out, do not use your cruise control. Right, Frank?
I agree.
Good. Thank you. Here's an email from Bob at taxihail@aol.com. Easy Pass has a cash option account. You can deposit money by money order or check by mail. You don't need a credit card, and you get the Easy Pass discount. Henry Hudson Bridge was $3.75 the last time I crossed it. Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate that intel. Do appreciate it. Okay, we have some callers at 800-321-0710. Tom O'Connor, welcome to the Taxi Day Show.
How do you do, Dave?
I just want to let you know
I'm celebrating my 50th anniversary as a taxi medallion owner. Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so you're inviting all our listeners where?
Where? In Central Park at the Tavern on the Green.
All right.
Now, also, I got an awful lot of beefs. I don't know if you have time for me.
Where's the beef, Tom?
Oh, my God, it's a roast beef, hamburger beef. It's all kinds of beefs involved.
Pick the toughest one.
All right. I just can't understand how the city of New York has allowed as many Uber cars on the street that we got taxi medallions on the street.
Uber cars?
Uber cars. You got as many Uber cars on the street as you have taxi medallion cabs on the street, or more. Over 13,000 Uber cars on the street. What happened to the environmental rules and regulations in the city of New York? What are they trying to do? Poison the people? With cars, all these black cars around Manhattan idling and standing still with their heaters on and their air conditioning in the summertime? I mean, you know, what's going to happen to the people that live and work in the city? What are they all going to wind up with? Lung problems? Very bad situation. I'm surprised that the environmental study wasn't made in this thing. It seems to be there's a lot of political nonsense going on.
Tom O'Connor with a public safety announcement.
I'm telling you, I just can't believe this here when I read about almost 14,000 Uber cars on the street. And the only thing is they're doing is polluting the city of New York. They're not offering any quality service at all. I just can't believe what's going on, Dave.
All right, listen, I want to thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in, Tom. Okay? We love you here. Right, Frank?
We absolutely love them. Absolutely.
By the way, we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let's take our next caller, JFK Mike. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Taxi Dave. For the rest of the show, I'm going to be talking like this.
No, please don't. Please don't.
I have to.
No.
Oh, man, you don't let me have any fun, man. Listen, hey, Frank, how you doing?
Michael, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. I just like to say the let's go Mets. I know it's a dark day for Yankee fans, but I just want to say that the lady wanted to reduce the amount of noise in the city, and today the Yankee fans are doing their part.
Yes, they are. You didn't hear a peep from them today.
Nice and quiet. I don't know what Terry Collins was thinking, having Harvey out there for like 110 pitches. Last I heard, his arm almost fell off about a year ago. But what do I know? I'm not a baseball
manager.
Hey,
he had him in until the ninth inning with two outs.
And six runs ahead. Let's go, Mets. All right, listen. Let's do a little win-win stuff, because you guys are following a great game. It's like the iconic game of baseball in New York, the Mets and the Yankees. For years, I've always been wondering, why haven't they made an overture to have like a yellow cab group ride when you have 50,000 baseball fans looking for cabs, let's say today at Yankee Stadium, and also out in Brooklyn, you had 25,000 people looking for cabs after the Nets game, which the Nets, good day for Nets and Mets, but the Nets won in Brooklyn with the basketball. But we get emails on these crazy little in-cab passenger information monitors about they need cabs at the Javits Center for like $4 cab rides, or there's a concert letting out in the middle of nowhere. We never have an organized thing for these baseball teams or huge events for yellow cab group riding, or just say we need cabs. Have you ever heard anything about that?
You know, that's a great point, Mike, because for those of you who don't live in New York City, Citi Field, the home of the Mets, is right in between LaGuardia Airport and JFK Airport. So there are hundreds of cabs looking for fares. And if they were notified electronically, we do have technology, and you're right, they do have a driver information monitor in their front seat. So instead of sitting and waiting for an hour or two, you let out a notice about Citibank and possibly even put a taxi stand near the exit where cabs can park, and then you will have taxi service.
Yeah. I've been fascinated. The city is fascinating for a lot of reasons. That's one thing through years of cab driving. I've always said, like, and for years up in the Bronx in Yankee Stadium, you see all the knuckleheads lining up for people, charging them $100 to go around the corner because the people are desperate for cabs, and the yellow cab has no way of like queuing up or getting a group ride thing going. And I just think they should really, especially with from what I hear, there might be an app thing on the way this month, finally, thank God, for yellow cabs. Also, have you heard anything about that? Can you talk about that?
I could if I knew anything about it. You know more than I do.
there's a little chit chat that the yellow cab app thing might be going into another higher gear in May sometime. I don't know. That's a little bit of a rumor that we heard. And the last thing I was here, have you heard anything about this fare increase review versus the reality? I heard somebody told me they were going to do a little tweak with the rush hour surcharges. And then we got into this whole, like, weird taxi bailout meeting. So I don't know what happened with anything along the lines of an actual fare increase for the yellow cabs. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Well, for those of you who don't know, April 2nd, there was a hearing on a rate of fare increase. There were a lot of speakers there, I understand. Usually what happens is 30 days after the hearing, the Taxi and Limousine Commission is allowed to vote on what the hearing was based on. So it sounds like at the next TLC meeting, there will probably be a vote or at least a discussion on the hearing, and there may be a rate of fare increase. Now, you wrote an interesting letter to the Taxi and Limousine Commission chairwoman, and you also sent me a copy, which I put in the Taxi Insider newspaper, which you can see at nyctaxinews.com.
Right.
Which is run by a retired taxi owner and taxi driver.
Sometimes I do write interesting letters. I write letters all the time, but some of them
actually are interesting. Why don't you tell our listeners some of the things you thought should be increased?
Well, the first thing I thought, I've always said that I always thought the drop when you get into a cab should always be exactly the same price as the bus and the subway. So this way there's no confusion about that. So that would go up to $2.75, which is the fare for the bus and the subway riders. And I thought they should wait it on the waiting time, raising the waiting time from whatever it is, proportionate to what the fare to what the speed limit was reduced by. Because the speed limit in New York City, in the city, was reduced from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. So I think that, above and beyond everything, should be directly proportionate to increasing the waiting time in the yellow cab, because we're going broke with this new speed limit. I'll be honest with you, Dave.
You know, I got to tell you something. That's what I wanted to talk about. I drove through Manhattan today. In fact, we are not broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios overlooking
The picturesque and magnificent Van Wyck Expressway?
Overlooking a crackhead tent city? Just kidding. That never happens.
We're broadcasting from the iHeartRadio headquarters down in Tribeca.
Oh!
You know, it's great. I mean, Z100 is over here. Q104 is over there. They got hip-hop. I mean, they have soft music. Everything's going on. So I'm in Manhattan.
Oh, that's cool.
I cannot believe Saturdays and Sundays used to be light traffic in Manhattan. I went to the west side around dinner. That was a mistake. So then I decided to go to Fifth Avenue to go all the way. Fifth Avenue, the traffic from 23rd Street was stopped to 28th Street because the left side going to Broadway, I didn't know Broadway's one lane now because of a pedestrian mall.
Yeah.
And everyone making left turns.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't believe it. And everything below Canal Street, below Alston Street, headed to the west side, was stopped. I guess people heading to the Holland Tunnel. I've never seen traffic like this in my life. Most of it caused by pedestrian malls and bike lanes. And when it takes you three or four series of lights to go one block, if you're in the left lane, to make a left turn, there's something wrong with that. Don't people understand that?
Well,
you know, I just read a report. MTA is saying, people are giving up their cars by the tens of thousands. Really? Try driving in Manhattan, you jerks.
Well, you know, the other thing that happens in Manhattan now, well, first of all, I want to apologize to the Van Wyck Expressway because it's not a tent city, but there is a guy who has managed, and it's ingenious, he's managed to string about 10 or 12 shopping carts together up on one of the hills by the construction site over there.
Well, thank you for that visual, Mike. We do appreciate it.
That's a new apartment park they're building in Queens.
I don't know who's registering him, but he's very industrious, I must say. He's working over here. It's the one guy who's working over here is a shopping cart guy.
We call you JFK, Mike. We've gotten complaints, and we've been talking about certain base dispatched by app vehicles that were double and triple parked in front of Terminal 4, while yellow cabs had a single lane, and it seemed unfair. But you said that they may have heard our cries?
Oh, let me tell you something, Chief. This is the wonders of the Taxi Dave radio show. So you and Frankie over there are doing a great job, because I saw just the mere presence of two Port Authority cops walking very slowly. And I always wonder what these guys on the left in these so-called limos were doing. As soon as they saw the cops walking, they ran like rats. So they weren't waiting for anybody. They were just kind of like hanging around over on the side. Because I think what happens is some of these app guys get these rides out to Kennedy Airport. And then once they get to Kennedy Airport, there's no business. And it's weird, because if they sit where they're supposed to sit, which is in the limo lot next to the cab lot all the way down by the Hangar 14 where the TLC thing is in the airport, they have, I think, 8 minutes to respond to the handheld dispatch to get a fare. Now, there's no way they're going to make it from the legal black car lot into in front of the terminal, so they just mill around the terminal waiting for an app call to come out. It's ridiculous. It's insane. But anyway, my compliments to the Port Authority, because they have, in fact, cracked the whip and gotten these guys out of there. And it was getting ridiculous. It was like two and three rows of black limos on the left, which, of course, a few of them have the photostated Uber sign at the window. So God knows who they are. They're just like milling around. But they are cracking. And Taxi Dave rocks the show that makes a difference in New York. And listen, I'm going to go downstairs and enjoy my day off. I'll be out there in JFK tomorrow. And remember, the Mets and Yankees owe you an apology for letting you use the time tomorrow for their game.
That's right. Yes, they do.
All right, so I'll catch you guys
later. Hold our breath.
Yeah, and a great show. And so you're going to be the same time, same place. You're going to be Sunday night next week, right?
That's right. I say every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. I know tomorrow night we've been the number one show for some time, and there are going to be a lot of disappointed listeners tomorrow night. I will tell you that. So hence, we're here tonight with all our Mets fans.
Yes. Well, the last thing, if you fans out there in Radio Land can do something to get yellow cabs in front of these stadiums when 50,000 people are looking for yellow cabs, that would be nice. You know what I mean?
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Right. Thanks, Frankie.
JFK Mike, when we come back, we'll tell you some more news. We'll take a couple of phone calls. Our number is 800-321-0710. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave here with Frank Venezia. Stay tuned, folks.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
All its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dave Show is back. It's 8:41 in New York City, actually everywhere on the East Coast. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave. By the way, last evening at Yankee Stadium, something interesting happened. About the third or fourth inning, I stood up and I didn't realize I was on the big screen. And I found out when a friend texted me, sit down.
Everyone's watching.
That's right. So a lot of people got to see Taxi Dave. What can I tell you? Okay, let's take a call from Charbel. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, this is the greatest show. How you doing, yourself?
Not bad.
Okay. I would like to mention something about the fare increase. It's good, but still not enough to cover some of our loss.
What fare increase are we talking about?
I just heard you were talking about the hearing we had, and they're talking about fare increase.
So you're saying the fare increase, we don't know what it's going to be, but it's not enough.
It's not enough, correct.
Okay. How much is enough?
Well, I will tell you. One of major problem is Uber. They had, like Tom O'Connor mentioned, about they have about 14,000 cars on the road. The bike lane, another issue. And the DOT, they do play with the traffic lights on a daily basis. You go 2-3 blocks, you got to stop, which is totally, it's unacceptable. That's how they create pollution. That's how they create more traffic in the city. They should flow the traffic for everyone, for the emergency vehicle if they are on call, to help them move to get to their destination to take care of the problem.
It is a problem. As I was driving to the studio tonight in Manhattan, I saw an ambulance about 3 blocks behind me. I stopped in the left lane. And I was causing traffic. So I kept rolling, and then when I could, I stopped in the middle of a crosstown street and moved over so the ambulance can go by. But, I mean, it's going by at like 2 or 3 miles an hour. I would hate to be the person in that ambulance headed to a hospital. Something needs to be done about the traffic in New York City. You can't tell me that lives are being lost, okay, because of the traffic in here. But everyone is saying, oh, we have fewer cars now than before. Are you crazy? You know, some are saying, oh, we have more cars. What we have is more traffic. Okay? You've driven a cab for how long, sir?
Almost 25 years.
Okay. How many fares on an average shift did you used to pick up 10 years ago?
Honestly?
No, dishonestly. Of course, honestly.
Okay. Between 45 and 55 trips I used to do.
Okay.
Between 45 and 55 trips.
Now, for that same length of time, the shift today compared to 10 years ago, how many fares do you pick up?
Today, between 25. If I'm lucky, I'll do 30.
So you're saying you used to do 45, let's say, and now you're doing 30.
Correct.
A third fewer fares. So, in essence, what's happening is there's not a shortage of cabs in New York City, folks. There's too much damn traffic in New York City. That's what the problem is. Look out the window. Noise awareness? No wonder there's road rage. You can't move in this city. Today's Saturday. I want to go for dinner. I can't park the car because I can't get there.
David.
Yes.
I do have an idea to ease up the traffic.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Go ahead.
Okay. In the city, we need carpool all the free bridges from the Bronx all the way down to Brooklyn Bridge.
What do you mean? You mean there should be a carpool lot for people to park?
No, carpool to get into the city with 3 people in the car. And then HOV lane for the West Side Highway.
So you're talking about carpool lanes on the river crossings. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay. So you need, did you say 3? 3 people in a car minimum.
Correct.
And that's going to help traffic in Manhattan?
Of course. And then that's...
Are you saying that it should be all the time?
From 6 a.m. in the morning until 7 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Wow. Well, that would certainly alleviate a lot of cars out of New York, out of Manhattan.
I can do better job. I can do better job than DOT commissioner, believe me.
You have my vote there, Charbel.
And also...
Our phone number, by the way, is 800-321-0710. If you want to get in on this breathtaking discussion.
Also, we need to have the carpool, including the West Side Highway, the FDR, Brooklyn Queens Expressway, Long Island Expressway, HOV lane to JFK.
There you go. I agree with you. I agree with you.
And the two seats, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., should allow the taxi with passengers to make a left turn or right turn. Only with passengers.
Yeah, can someone explain to me, you know, Madison Avenue never used to have bus lanes once upon a time. No, there were never any bus lanes, and now they're all over the place. So if you're driving up Madison Avenue, you're not allowed to be in the bus lane. But worse than that, in part of the Central Business District, you're not allowed to make a right turn. So if you have a passenger, you're going north on Madison Avenue, going to the right, going to the east, the only way to do it is to go out of the way and come back around. It doesn't make any sense.
Because
how does that help traffic? What it does is it hurts an industry. That's what it does, and it hurts the public. Just like you're saying, you're picking up one-third fewer fares. The fares may be more because there's more waiting time and more traffic, but you're picking up a third less people because of the traffic. Oh, man. I'm getting a little upset, Frank.
Just a tad. But listen, Charvel has the answers.
Yeah, I can see you didn't think about this at all. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and thanks for calling in. And that's Charvel's take on how to solve traffic in New York City. Our number here is 800-321-0710. Feel free to call in. Right now the lines are open. So anyway, if you happen to take New Jersey Transit, just to let you know, you have something to look forward to. Your fares are actually going to go up 9%. Now, the proposed fare increases, you're going to get something for that, folks, okay? With the proposed fare increases, you're going to get service reductions. Is that the most screwed up thing you ever heard, Frank?
No, it's the state of New Jersey. Come on, it's perfect. It makes perfect sense. Pay more for less. Absolutely.
Hey, let's make the governor president. Let's see what happens there. We'll raise taxes and have less services. Love it. Now, they're going to cut, just to let you folks know, the proposed service cuts would eliminate Hoboken, Montclair, Booton, and Passaic Valley Line trains, some of them. Some of the trains, the late trains, they're saying. Now, there was a 22% increase in the fare taken in 2010. I live in New York State, a little north, a little village, but New Jersey Transit runs a train there. I said, oh, wow, how wonderful this is. I'm going to get on the train. The monthly train pass would cost me $410 a month. $410 a month! And you got to get off at the Frank Lautenberg transfer station and then wait for another train to go into Penn Station. For those of you who don't know, there's only one track that goes into Penn Station for all the trains you see there coming from New Jersey, whether it's Trenton, whether it's Boston, Atlantic City, they come in on one track. And there's only one track exiting Penn Station. Ever wonder why almost every night the trains are late leaving Penn Station? Because there's one damn track! 8 million people, 20,000 trains. Oh, yeah, we got one track, man. We're good. Let's raise the fare. They can't go anywhere else. Let's raise the tolls. What are they going to do? I wish there was something to do. I'd swim if I could. So, also for you light rail lovers, the one-way light rail fare is going to be increased as well. So everything's going up in New Jersey, folks. Have a great time with New Jersey Transit. You don't like it, speak to your elected officials. And that's true in any state, in any county, in any town, in any village. Capiche? 800-321-0710. Michael, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave.
Good evening, sir.
Just to comment on the Uber, what the other Mike was saying. It's becoming now epidemic, and both Kennedy and LaGuardia, that sometimes even the black car mix with the yellow cab so they can be closer to the wall so they can get dispatched from inside faster. Then they move to the other side. Also, in all the departure area, all the black cars sitting there waiting, and when they get the job, they tell the customer to come up to the arrival area. They pick up there. And Terminal A in LaGuardia, if you go there, you see the black car, they put the Uber sign, and they stand close to the curb and looking in their phone. So if somebody is parked in the parking lot, you know, that's further distance, they get the call.
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's dangerous to drive while you're driving and text?
It's very, very dangerous.
You think it's dangerous to look at your phone and drive?
Yes, sir, it is.
You think it's dangerous to talk on the phone while you're driving? Oh, how about receiving calls?
Yes, it is dangerous, yes.
That's right.
Distraction.
Welcome to the world of modern technology. You know, we have a tough job out there, cab drivers. Just think about it. The wonderful fumes at times in the wonderful traffic that's been caused by the wonderful bus lanes making historic Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue virtually one lane in places and Broadway. You have to beware of the traffic devices, of the signs, and now the road markings with various arrows, the bikers in the bike lanes on the left side, the bus lanes on the right side, people backed up from making a left turn. All that, you're looking in your side view mirror, you're looking in your rear view mirror, passengers giving you information. You have to transact the financial transaction. My God, you talk about stress with noise. There's stress driving. We don't need more stress, folks. Taking your eyes off the road is dangerous. It costs lives. I don't want my children in a vehicle where people are texting while they're driving. I told a little story in Florida a couple of weeks ago. The cab driver was doing 85 miles an hour and texting. I kind of lost my mind, but that's another story. So, Mike, let me ask you a very important question that Police Commissioner Bill Bratton has been talking about and NYPD Brass has been talking about. It's very important. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the New York City traffic agents should change the color of their uniform? I'm being serious.
In my opinion, no. It make no difference. The color make no difference. I don't know how it will make a difference.
Well, NYPD was... Remember we used to call them brownies years ago? Because their uniforms were brown, you know, and NYPD was blue. Then they made them blue. So their union feels they get more respect with blue. They don't want to be called whatever they'd be called. God forbid I say anything that sounds racist. So they used to, I don't mean brownies. That's the nickname people used to call the ticket agents because their uniforms were brown, just to make it perfectly clear out there. You can call and complain if you want. 800-321-0710. So listen, thanks for filling us in about the airport. I do appreciate it. This is a Taxi Dave show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We have a couple of callers waiting. We will get to you. We'll talk about subway growth. I may talk about Tampa after your phone calls. And Taxi Dave is on every Sunday evening. We're not on tomorrow night because of the Mets game. That's why you're listening to us right now. Matt Harvey had a hell of a day. Okay, they pulled him. Hey, should they have pulled him with one out to go? We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
WOR, New York.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you?
You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
We're in New York City on a Saturday night instead of Sunday. The Taxi Dave Show is here. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Panizia. My God, a lot of good old music playing. Manhattan is a traffic mess. But before I go crazy again, let's take a caller. Bill, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Up, oh, we just lost them. Bill, call back. We'll take you. We'll take you later. Our phone number here is what is it? It's 800-321-0710. Just to let you know, if you miss any part of the show, a retired taxi driver is archiving it at nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com. It tells you kind of, I guess, what's happening in NYC. Duh. Hence the name. Now, subway growth in New York City. Frank, you have any idea how many people travel the subway every year?
It's a lot of pressure on that number.
Yeah. It's 1.75 billion.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No, 1.75 billion. That's what the number is. Of course, most of them are round-trip fares. But anyway, this year, in 2014, I should say, last year, went up 2.6% compared to 2013. The highest increases in ridership are in the new hipster neighborhoods, you know, Williamsburg, Bushwick in Brooklyn, both of those places, and Long Island City in Queens, where I worked for 15 years. You know, I've seen Long Island City, you know, it's a metamorphosis over there. I mean, I remember working one Sunday morning, and the sun was up at about 8 in the morning, and the only thing walking down the street, and I'm not kidding, was the biggest rat I ever saw. There's a visual for you. Today on a Sunday, morning at 8 o'clock, hundreds of people walking around, going to museums, to the diner. It's become very residential. New high-rises are going up. And therefore, subway ridership is up too. So Tom Pendergrass, who's the Port Authority, the MTA's chairman, said that the agency was working to combat delays. You know, I used to take the train to high school. There were delays. Then I would take the train my first job. There were delays. I guess they've been combating delays since they invented the subway. More specific ridership, Marcy Avenue in Brooklyn actually grew by 25% last year, which is pretty big. And in the Bronx, there's growth on the 2 and 5 lines. Hey, let's hear it for the Bronx. There's a capital plan. There's a $15 billion funding gap. And that leads people wanting, certain politicians wanting to put tolls on the free bridges that enter Manhattan. The 59th Street Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, the Broadway Bridge up in the north tip of Manhattan. How'd you like to pay $5.50 with an easy pass or $8 cash to get into Manhattan, wherever you are? Well, that's what's going on, folks. You know, and it's not to keep, you know, they say, oh, it's more fair to everybody else. No, it's a tax, and taxes just don't really seem to go down, unless you ask the governor. But taxes really don't seem to go down. Like, everything goes up. So why would you put a tax on bridges, you know, so necessary, you know, for people to get to work? Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Hey, Frank, now that the bike boom is in New York City, something's been happening at an alarming increase. And the increase that's alarming is the reported stolen bikes. In 2014, 4,849 bikes were reported stolen. That's like a 70% increase from two years ago. You know? Let's see. They're also reporting that there are 21,000 people on an average weekday who commute to work. And you should know the DOT in 2014 built 66 miles of bike lanes. And in 2013, 52 miles of bike lanes. This is all in New York City, folks. So you've taken away 108 miles of roadway from vehicles. Those four-lane roads or five-lane roads, a bike lane on the left, a bus lane on the right, trucks need to double park to make deliveries, and you're down to one and two lanes on major avenues, unheard of in New York City. And the deliveries, somebody has to make a deal with these unions and make night deliveries, you know. But they found another way to make money, because now they're doing, you know, the commercial meters all over. I checked it out tonight when I went for dinner. I said, no, let me take a look at this commercial meter. $4 an hour. That's what they get for a commercial meter. Nice income for the city. So that's it with the stolen bikes. But more importantly, another important subject about Citibank, and this is very important, Frank, okay? You know Citibike, the bike sharing app? Well, Jay Wilder, who used to run the Metropolitan Transit Authority and is now running Motivate. Motivate took over from Alta Bicycle Share, which went bankrupt. I should say nearly went bankrupt until a group of investors bought it. They're going to see that you can count your calories while you're riding the bike. So that's very important for everybody, I'm sure. What is important, Frank, is Councilman Mark Traeger. Okay, the city council is scheduled to vote on legislation that would ban bicycle texting and chatting on cell phones. If you can't text and call driving a car, it's against state law, why the hell are you allowed to do it riding a bike? Why? And, you know, there are some people out there, we've had Paul Steely White on the show more than once. He's the executive director of Transportation Alternatives. He doesn't think it's really a problem. I've seen it with my own eyes. So if the bill passes, it'll be a $50 fine for bicyclists, which would rise to $200 if it's not your first time. And if it's your first time, you can take a safety class if nobody's injured. So that's some more bicycle news in New York City. Where else would you hear this, folks? You hear it when people don't call 800-321-0710. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. And that out of the way. This is very serious. Somebody sent me some information from Tampa, Florida. We have listeners in Tampa, Florida. There are a lot of retired New Yorkers. You know, I mean, they call Florida a suburb of New York in some cases. How you all doing down there? They're probably going to listen tomorrow night.
And then yell at you on Monday morning for not being on.
Oh, I know the emails are going to fly in tomorrow night. How come you're not on? What's going on? You're not on. Anyway, Tampa residents, you know, you would think that they're the worst bicyclists in the whole country, in Florida, because it's a Florida newspaper that did a survey. Because Tampa police have written over 2,500 bike tickets. And that's more than Orlando and St. Petersburg and Miami and Jacksonville put together. But there's something they don't mention about the people that they ticket. 8 out of 10 are black. So the police are targeting poor neighborhoods. But, you know, you have stories. You know, you have stories like this. You know, you have some riders that are stopped more than a dozen times. Some are issued as many as 17 tickets over time. Some have been ticketed 3 times in one day. You know, in those one neighborhoods. But, you know, you take a woman walking her bike home after cooking for an elderly neighbor, and she was balancing a plate of fish in one hand and pushing her bike with the other one. She gets a $51 fine for not having a light. Not having a light on a bicycle. I mean, does that sound familiar? You know, it's not hard to find people who've been stopped by police down there for riding a bike, including kids coming home from football practice. Or guys who work in car washes, okay? You take a guy, his name Alfonso Lee King. He was ordered to remove a bag of food from his bicycle. His bike was confiscated, and the officer wrote on the ticket because the bicycle is worth over $500. It was never reported stolen. They impounded it for 90 days. Welcome to Tampa, folks. They sound like they're a little behind the times. And the saddest part of that is children as young as 11 years old have been ticketed and reported to collection agencies. You know what's going to happen when that kid applies for a credit card or wants to go to college? That stuff stays with you. You know? That $51 fine is going to be $5,100 by the time she's ready for college. It's out of control. You know, this kid, Eric Davis, who grew up in one of those zones in Tampa, they call it the Bicycle Blitzkrieg Squad. He racked up 13 tickets as a young teen. He's now, at 23, labeled a habitual traffic offender, even though he never got a single ticket on his driver's license. So that's the kind of stuff that's happening in Tampa Bay. How do you feel about that, Frank?
You know what? You talk about, number one, it's wrong on so many levels. You're obviously talking about targeting a community, right? So not only are you targeting a community, you're targeting people that are trying to get home from work, kids trying to get home from school. There's no boundaries. What police officer in his right mind is writing a child a ticket? Why? Because he was walking his bicycle on the sidewalk while carrying a football or a basketball or his school books? Would you rather the kid be riding his bike? You should give the kid credit for actually walking his bike home and not trying to ride with a bag full of books or a basketball. I mean, come on. People are trying to live their lives, and this is what they're focusing their time on. This is what the energy is all about. Instead of trying to improve the community, let's write people tickets for riding a bicycle.
I got an idea. Why don't we write tickets in Manhattan for people who ride bicycles without helmets? But no, we can't do that. I guess we don't need an extra $1 billion in New York City, do we? All right. This has been the Saturday night special version of the Taxi Dave Show. Thanks for being on, Frank. Thanks to all our callers, all the people who did call in and managed to listen. We do appreciate it. We're here every Sunday, except tomorrow night, because the Mets are on, right here on WOR 710. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Sunday nights, the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. I got to go now. Hey, taxi, take me to City Field.